Podcasting 2.0 is not one thing. It is many, many different items, none of which are supported by Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Actually, less than 1% of all downloads to aggregator apps come from apps that support any of the Podcast 2.0 specs. This is something you do not hear the Podcast 2.0 proponents mention. There's virtually no support on the listener side per aggregator apps, which is where it's supposed to matter most. Next, per Libsyn supporting it, we already do support some of the features. For example, we support the feed lock tag, making that available to producers to turn on to keep feeds from being imported elsewhere. It was a feature added to address those importing podcasts into Anchor, unknown or unbeknown to the real host / content owners, and those nefarious folks were getting duplicate shows then into Apple Podcasts and trying to monetize them through Anchor. But here's the thing. That feature only works if the hosting company honors a tag, which Anchor doesn't or didn't. And so the feature does not even address the issue it was supposed to solve, but it does cause confusion for podcasters where the tag is turned on by default. And then they go and try to move to someone like Libsyn where the tag is honored. And then we're not able to import them until they go and figure and find out where to turn that tag off on the original host. Also, if you use the Libsyn 4 UI, you can manually add many of the 2.0 feature tags. We've had that ability for a long time. Now, to your point, we will be adding more of the Podcast 2.0 features to the UI in the future. But again, given that less than 1% of all downloads happen with apps that support Podcast 2.0 features, they will be mostly not usable by the majority of your listeners. That said, again, we still plan to add support to more and more Podcasting 2.0 features in 2024 and beyond. FYI, hate mail for speaking the truth can be sent to rob@libsyn.com or come see me this week at the Libsyn booth at PodFest and tell me why I'm wrong.